Senator Bert Stedman spent more on legislative travel last year than any other lawmaker. The Sitka Republican spent more than $47,000 for airfare, lodging, car rentals, meals, and other costs. That's about a third more than the previous year.
I've never been number one before. I don't know if that's good or bad.
About 40% of Stedman's charges covered meetings and trainings for the Energy Council, which he chaired for most of the year. The organization includes lawmakers from energy-producing states and provinces, as well as Venezuela. Members meet quarterly, and Stedman attended additional events.
So it is important that we get outside and educate ourselves on how the industry works and how to structure policies to keep them competitive in a global environment.
In all, 20 of Alaska's 60 lawmakers attended at least one Energy Council meeting. A lot of Stedman's other reimbursed travel covered trips to most of the 27 communities in his district. It runs from Metlakatla to Haines.
So you should see rural legislators really stick out. I'm not talking about out-of-state travel, but in-state, just because we've got to get around.
Some other lawmakers with big districts also racked up large travel bills, but most high spenders were in leadership posts. The state paid almost $1 million last year for all 60 legislators' travel. That's up about 50% from 2012. Another Southeast representative, Peggy Wilson, was eighth on the travel expense list. The Wrangell Republican spent more than $35,000 during 2013.
Now that we have a 90-day session, we actually have more committee meetings outside of session. And for me to go to a meeting in Anchorage, it takes 3 days for sure, depending on what time of day the meetings are.
Wilson is in her fourth year serving as Majority Whip, a House leadership position. She says that sent her to in-state organizational meetings and other events. Wilson also traveled to meetings and academies put on by the National Conference of State Legislatures, the Council of State Governments, and the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. That's where close to half her total travel costs went.
Do you ever turn down invitations to attend?
Oh, yes. I could be gone all the time. But, you know, you just can't go to everyone. So you try to pick and choose which ones you think are going to be the most meaningful.
Wilson's 2013 total showed a fivefold increase from the previous year. Southeast's other three sitting lawmakers were in the bottom third of the travel spending list. Juneau Republican Representative Kathy Munoz was 42nd out of 60, with about $7,000 in spending. Sitka Democratic Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins was 52nd at about $4,500, and Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan was 55th, with only $3,300 spent on travel. Former House Minority Caucus Leader Beth Kurtula came in 35th, with about $11,000 spent. The Juneau Democrat resigned her post last month to take a job at California Stanford University. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.